Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Use Your Psalm 91 Weapon Already in Progress.
You need to pray for people. I'm not necessarily every time you touch somebody are they going to get healed. But if you pray for them, then you don't know at what time they are going to get healed. But God can do that for you right after it. He can change their life forever. He can change your life forever. He can change everything. So, you know, do something to bless these children. And I thank all of you for the ones of you that have blessed these children that have been taken apart in all these givings and everything and all the Christmas gifts and everything. And I'm going to tell you this story because it so touched my heart. When we were out at Christie's restaurant one year before we had it, there was a brand new little boy. He's about this big. I don't know how old, 6, 7, 8 years old. I don't know. But he was sitting right in front of me. I was sitting there at the table, and he was sitting there, and another little girl about his age was sitting right beside him, and she was bouncing off the wall. I mean, she's just jumping up and down, praising God, you know, and we go along there for a little while, and I says, son, I says, why are you not happy? He said, I don't have nothing to be happy about. And I looked over at the little girl and I said, young lady, why are you so happy? She said, oh, sir, this is my third year. This is my third year. I know what's fixing to happen. Said, all that pile of Christmas presents up there, said, probably a whole bunch of them is going to belong to me in just a few minutes. But said, this is his first year. He's never been here before, so he don't know what's going on. But she said, I know what's fixing to happen. So she's as happy as she could be. I'm telling you, she's praising the Lord. So anyway, all of a sudden the girl starts calling out names, and he said, did they say Josh or whatever? I said, yeah. He said, that's my name. I said, well, that means you need to go up there then, and they'll give you a present. I get a present? I get a present? I've never had a present. I said, well, go get it. He went up there and got it. He came back and started opening it. And they called his name again. He didn't have this one open. So anyway, he was running back up there to get another one. And they handed it to him. And he comes running back and lays it on the table and starts to tear it open. And then he thinks, well, I didn't get the first one opened yet. So he starts back tearing it open. Now he's trying to open two at a time. And he gets one open and he's dumbfounded. And all of a sudden they call his name again. He said, I get another one? And he runs back up there. Before it was over, he got 30 presents. 30 presents. And some of us grumbled about some things that we did or didn't get that year at Christmas. I just thought to myself, Lord, I'm just going to get to where anytime I see anybody that's a Christian, a born-again Christian, if they're having any kind of problem, I don't care what it is, and they're come fussing to me, I'm just going to tell them, just get over it. Just get over it. That's what you say, Miss Jackie. Just get over it. I mean, you are so blessed, and I'm so blessed. We are just get over it, right? We ain't fussing about nothing, absolutely nothing. You know, you just don't know how lucky you are. If those kind of things can happen, and I see those happen every year, and I know as long as the Lord lets us do this, as hard-hearted as I try to be, I can't be hard-hearted over these kids. You can tell that right now. Here I am standing there before all of you, and they can't hardly keep from crying right now. Those kids. To see those kids blessed, it's beyond your wildest dreams. So, you know, if we can see these children be blessed like this, and we watch them every year get blessed, and if we could can go back and read and see what Bill has put together and all these other men and everything about Psalm 91 and how Psalm 91 has affected these men. This was no coincidence that every one of these men that took one of these cars back in World War I and read it every day, that they could come through that battle without a scratch. And yet, up to 90% of the men that didn't read that card lost their life. Up to 90%. What does that tell you? Does that tell you God's word works? In fact, I'm going to tell you something. As a healing minister that has ministered to no telling how many people in the healing world, there ain't no telling how many people I've prayed for. Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling how many people I've seen God heal. Ain't no telling how many he's healed that I don't even know about. But I have people come all the time. I've had people come. I can remember a young girl back there at the back one day. I was getting ready to have a healing school. And she was there talking to somebody, and I walked up and said, "Hi, young lady, how are you?" And she turned around, "Oh, my goodness, Pastor Thurman." And she just grabbed me and hugged me and kissed me on the cheek. I said, "Well, I don't even know you, young lady. I don't guess." I said, "Well, what's all this about?" And her husband right behind her said, "Well, I'll tell you what it's all about." I said, "My wife, I got some of your CDs and brought them home one time. And I told her about this." And he said, "We started listening to them." And said, as she listened, I told her, "You know, what he just said there is your sin. You need to repent of your sin, and if you do, I'll pray for you, and I guarantee he'll heal you." And he said, my wife said, no, it couldn't be. It couldn't be. That could not be my sin that was keeping me from getting healed." He said, "I stayed with her." He said, she didn't want to hear it, though. So he finally said, "I had to take your CD in another room and turn it up real loud so she could hear through the wall," because she didn't want to try to hear that it was her sin that was keeping her sick. But said she finally agreed, "Okay, maybe, just maybe it might be, because I am not doing that." And he said, "My wife repented, and I prayed for her," and said the Lord completely instantly healed her, and that's why she hugged you, because she'd been sick for years. So what if you don't read the word? I'm going to tell you, if you will read this book, and if you'll take this Psalm 91, I believe with all my heart, if you'll read Psalm 91 in its entirety, just 16 verses, if you'll read that psalm every day, whatever you got wrong with you eventually will get well. Just read Psalm 91. I don't think you have to do anything else. Just read Psalm 91. I don't think you need me to pray for you. I don't think you need anybody else to pray for you. I think just Psalm 91 will heal you of anything. Amen. Just stand on the word. Just stand on the promises of God. Worship him and praise him and thank him. And I believe with all my heart that Psalm 91 will heal you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
I believe it too. The word. What does God say in his word? What does he send to heal us?
His word.
His word. He sends his word. So if he can send Psalm 91 out there and save tens of thousands of men back in World War I, and who knows how many in World War II, you know, it's amazing. In World War I, there was about 12 million people died in World War I. 12 million. You know how many died in World War II? 52 million. 52 million. And some of you have never had to go anywhere to war. Some of you had stayed right here. your whole life. You know, you've been really fortunate. You've been lucky. You didn't have to go anywhere. But, you know, so many people grumble and complain. That's what gets me. Get over it. Get over it, really. I'm serious. When I say get over it, I mean get over it. You don't have anything, you know, you don't have anything to grumble and complain about, do you? You really don't. I mean, you know, somebody says, well, I can't walk. So I grumbled and complained because my foot wouldn't work till I walked down the street and found somebody that he didn't have no feet. He didn't have no feet. So then I thought, well, maybe I ought not to grumble and complain. At least he still had feet. This scripture, wow, when I think about what's available to us from God's word, it's a mighty book, isn't it, Jack?
Absolutely.
We need to learn to stand on these promises. We need to learn to quote his word so that we can walk healed. Now then, God's putting us, different ones of us, through different tests. He's putting me through a test right now. I don't like it either, but that's just the way it is. He's putting me through a test. But I'm gonna come out on the other side, and I'm going to beat this thing. Because God made me a promise. I told a lady the other day that wrote me and Cheryl, and she says, she wrote us, and she said, I listened to one of your CDs where you said that, you know, God only promised us 70 to 80 years. But she said, I want you to know you can live longer than that. And I wrote her back and thought, you know, I ain't too sure I want to live longer than that. 80 may be all I want. You know, this is pretty good stuff here, but you know, 80 years, I get tired of living. I'm not too sure I want to go. She said, but I'm not ready for you to go. She said, we need you. I said, why do you need me? She said, I'm the woman that had the breast cancer in her left breast. You called about 3 months ago, and while you were praying for me and I was repenting of my sin, my knot disappeared and I've been healed and I'm still completely healed. So I said, we need you. I said, okay, I'm okay, Lord, I ain't no hurry to go away. I need to stay here to train the young boys. The young boys need to know how this works, right? Amen. And the young girls. And the girls. Yeah, the girls need to know how it works so you can pray for people. You need to learn how to pray for your neighbors, for people, for anywhere, everywhere, in the store, wherever, you need to learn how to pray.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Use Your Psalm 91 Weapon, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.